a song of praise, hallelujah. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song of praise, hallelujah. Oh, my heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown. And lo, in my pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me back to faith. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, why here I remain, but stand by his grace. Song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, it's his note I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I praise my Redeemer with rest. Of his wonderful mercy to me, I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, too many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Well, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise.
Let's clap it to him.
Song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise.
Let's clap it one more time. Can I get a hallelujah this morning? Oh, praise the Lord. One more time.
Woo! Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Now,
second verse.
He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, while here I'll remain, but stand by his grace until the crown we gain. Amen. He brought me out of the
Let me me hear that hallelujah again. The bride of Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Well, he brought me out of the miry clay. Again, he gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer. Are you happy this morning?
It's blowing this way.
Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Oh, man, I love that. Can I hear that hallelujah one more time?
Hallelujah!
Woo! Praise the Lord. Nobody can say that like the bride. Amen. You may be seated. What a privilege and honor it is to be here. We'd like to welcome all you manifested sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Where we've got our eye set towards Calvary, and there ain't nothing going to stop us because we're walking down the King's Highway, anointed with the precious anointing oil, moving into the holies of holy, and we're God to the core.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Who's God to the core? Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I'd like the special welcome to all of our Stillwater Camp visitors. How many Stillwater Camp visitors are here today? Raise your hands. Well, welcome each one of you. It's glad to have you here. Are you excited about camp?
Amen.
Amen. Well, Camp 3 starts right now.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in. The joy, 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 joy down in my heart. We're down in my heart too. And I'm so happy and happy, so very happy. Oh, I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the stimulation, my revelation down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. One more time. I've got the stimulation, my revelation down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the stimulation, my revelation down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. Oh, I've got the revelation in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. Oh, I've got the revelation in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. Oh, I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I wanted everybody to be part of Stillwater's camp. I love what our brother G, you know, we've got two of brother G's boys has been with us here. Stand up. Brother Stephen and JT. To Tony. Woo! Amen. We love you, boys. We loved your dad. Guess what? We're going to be seeing him real soon. Amen. The prophet done seen him beyond the curtain of time. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But he used to say we're headed to an eternal youth camp. And that's where we're all going to go. Yeah. Who's going with me? Amen. Oh, man. Praise the Lord. What did we learn last week? Listening to the tapes is holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. And each word is a nugget for the bride of Jesus Christ. I love how Brother Branham, he can't stop. He says, I just can't stop on that word. I got to talk about that word. That's polishing that nugget. And that's what that Holy Spirit was doing. He keeps polishing it and keeps telling it and revealing to us that it's nothing but Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what every one of those nuggets, when he polishes, it says to the bride of Jesus Christ. He keeps telling us it's this message. This is what's perfecting the bride of Jesus Christ. And he's saying, I am he that was, I am he that is, and I am he that shall come. And he says he is coming for you. Because you're the manifested, adopted, now being positionally placed Amen. Bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe that this morning? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. You know, Satan's big bluff has now been exposed. Amen. Satan keep telling us. He kept telling us and keeps telling us all the time, you failed again. You made a mistake again. You'll never get up. You've hit rock bottom now. You're finished. You're done. You can never be an adopted son. You can never be a manifested son of God. You're finished. You're done. Well, Satan, I got news for you. You're too late. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the prophet, he's done told us what it was and that he don't see our sins. And he told me to tell you, Satan, it don't matter. All of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all of our mistakes and everything that we do, it just don't matter. I see them. He sees them. But he wants me to tell him he don't see none of them. All he sees is the blood, that redemptive blood of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, aren't you happy for that sacrifice this morning? Amen. What a reality. Amen. To him, we are just like him. Perfection. Now, that's hard for some of you to choke down, but that's what that prophet of God and that's what this message tells what we are. Because all that he sees is that bloody sacrifice. All that he sees is Jesus. So what is Jesus? Perfect. So we were in him from the beginning, and so we're perfect now. Our sins have all been paid for in full. So I'm telling you, Satan, I am his son. You are his sons and daughters. And anything that you bind on earth, he'll bind it in heaven. Anything you say, anything that you ask for. So, Satan, you better start running because we have the Word. We are the Word. Amen. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what that manifested sons and daughters does. When that they realize Satan's for so long held the bride down is because that we can't help but keep looking at ourselves. And he's been telling us all the way along, quit looking at yourself. Amen. Just look to me. Because the tutors, that's what he's looking at. He's looking at our tutor, the very Holy Spirit. That's what he's looking at. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, we've always wondered, when is that adoption ever going to happen? Have you ever in your past, you heard Brother Branham, these messages, Brother Branham, when's that adoption? When's that going to take place? When is that the adoption and manifesting and they're doing it? I got news for you. It's happening today. Yeah. Today. Yeah. Amen. Take a seat, sorry. It is taking place today. Right now it is happening. And I love what Brother said, when it please God.
Amen.
How Brother Branham said about himself, he says, Mother, forgive me. He says, an old mother, he says, that didn't know no more about a rabbit, knows about snowshoes. He says, and a drunkard father that laid on the street. But he said, when it please God. He called him to be his prophet when it please God. Today. It's pleasing God to reveal to us who we are. It's pleasing God because he's given us the revelation. That's how we know that it's pleasing to him, because he's given us that revelation right now. We are the sons and daughters of God. Praise the name of the Lord. We fear nothing. Brother Bram says, don't fear nothing. He says, we don't fear nothing. We have not received the spirit of fear. He says, we have received the spirit of adoption. Amen. Amen. First, Paul takes all the scare out of it. If you're called, who's called here? Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. If you've really been born of the Spirit, Amen. Isn't that wonderful? You can raise your hands and say, I'm born of the Spirit of God. Amen. Then what happens? Then God predestinated you before the foundation of the world. Put your names on the Lamb's Book of Life. And now we've come together here at YFYC, Branham Tabernacle, and around the world, hooked up through the telephone, to set in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Stimulation by revelation. Amen. You may be seated. Now, after he's done that, he's going to tell you who you are. A holy people, a holy nation, a particular people, a royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices unto God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving praise in his name. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, after the church takes its position, oh, wonderful. Amen. How do we take our position? By saying amen to every word in this message. That's how you take your position. Because that'll lead you, that'll guide you, and that'll direct you, and that will positionally place you. Amen. We're called to the adoptions of sons by the Holy Spirit. And when each man takes his position, what God has called him to do, whatever Papa God has called us to do, and we all have something to do. Isn't that wonderful? There are no big me's and little you's in this message. It's not, but your brother Joseph, I ain't no different than you. I want to be positionally placed. Lord, what do you want me to do? And if you're a housewife, you're positionally placed. You cut grass, you're positionally placed. You work at Walmart, you're positionally placed. Lord, where do you want me to be at? I don't care, Lord. I just want to be a true son and daughter of God. So we all have something to do. It's like, oh, it's them, or it's them, or they did this, or he did that. Everybody has something to do. Amen. There's a one woman, one time, that lived all of her life just to say, it's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Woo! Did you live your whole life to say those words? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We do live our whole life to say those words. Maybe God's positionally placed you for something else, but we're all going to say those words because we all believe those words. We might not have the chance like that she did, but she was placed there to say that word. So today we could rejoice over those words. Brother Branham said even Rahab the harlot, he goes, well, what have I done? Down through the generations, that's God's called. So we all have something to do. We're all positionally placed. We must get in that place, serve the Lord with all of our hearts. And he's telling us about it right now. And what happens when we do that? He says we stand to the end of the road, going after the lost. So we stand on that word, on this message, and to the end of the road, no matter what the battle is, no matter what goes on, what Satan tries to tell, we stand to the end of the road. Amen. Amen. But here comes the devil again, that boogeyman. He's always around trying to tell us. Now the devil says, okay, he don't see your mistakes. I got you. But you'll never hold out to the end. You can't do it. You just can't do it. You can't hold out to the end. Hold out nothing. It isn't whether we hold out. He's done held out for us. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. How happy are you for that? Amen. Amen. We close. We're in him. Case closed, devil. We done won. Like we've been saying here at the church, battles are hard. They're difficult. They're rough to go through. They're real. Like Brother Bram says, he's handing you them rattlesnakes. It's got your name on it to doing it. But it's wonderful to know that you've won when you're fighting. You're going to win. You don't know how it's going to be, and it's going to be a battle, but you're going to win. I can prove there's one that's winning right now. Brother Mike Epling, stand up. Amen. He's fighting cancer. Boo, devil. They said he was going to be dead months ago. There he is. Nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. That's speaking the word, acting upon the word. They told you 5 months ago or whatever it was, Brother Mike? A year ago. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a royal seed of Abraham. I know a church. And we're all part of that church, that great economy of God's bride. He said, you speak the word, believe it. Amen. Just believe it. If we don't look at ourselves, if you look at yourselves, you can't believe it. You're going to stumble and fall. But can God fail? No. No way. Just look at that. Amen. Jesus sanctified himself for our sake. Amen. Brother Branham said, I love that word. And I think in this whole series, it's a very important word for us, the bride of Jesus Christ, sanctified, to sanctify ourselves. He said he could have had a wife. He said he could have had a family. He said he could have had all those things. He was a man whose name was written on the Lamb's book of life. first name. Praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he sanctified himself for us. Amen. He sacrificed everything. So as a man, he had to feel our emotions, our feelings, our everything else. But he sanctified himself for our sake. He said for those disciples, and that was for our sake. He let that go. Did he as a man? He had to feel. He wanted to be married. He wanted to have children. He wanted to have those things. He was a man. All the things that we want. We go after our desires. We go after our wants. And when we have a desire, when we have a want of something, nothing stands in our way. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, when we got something in our mind that we want something, and it don't matter what it is, man, we're driven people. Human beings are driven people. But he sanctified himself for us. He let them all go. He had to overcome all that. But in our mind, we're thinking, but that was Jesus, the Son of the living God. But there was another man that came that sanctified himself for the bride of Jesus Christ. He said, I could have went fishing. He says, I could have taken Joseph and went on hunting trips and fishing trips and go and do things and spend time with me. He could have done that. He could have spent all his time to do that. He was saved. God gave him the revelation of this message. God revealed to him all the secrets. He knew all the secrets. Amen. God gave it to him. He revealed it to him. He had it. He was a man. Amen. But he sanctified himself to bring us the word. Amen. Hey. Praise the Lord. And I can prove it. I'm looking at you, all of you. But that's why when he went beyond the curtain of time and he saw all those precious saints, he said for a precious moment that he says, and they come running up to him, putting their arms around him and holding him. He said he was there. And he was very humbled where he says, I don't want to be like Paul to say we're in the seven. Oh, I don't want to, well, a vision. Well, that might stumble. He was there. Amen. He said he felt them, but there was no feeling. And all those things that he did say. But those people, when they were running up and hugging him and saying, what did they tell him? If you hadn't have gone, we would not have been here.
Amen.
So that's because he sanctified himself. And that he didn't go fishing. He didn't go out hunting with me. He didn't go do those things. He brought us the word. He sacrificed his life to bring us this word. Can the bride of Jesus Christ do any less? Can we? We can't do any less. We must sanctify ourselves. We must put away everything. Just to serve him.
Amen.
All the world, all of our wants, all of our desires needs to be one thing. Him.
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
Sanctify me, Lord Jesus. Help me to overcome the things that so easily beset me. That I want to be, if Jesus had to do it, if his prophet has to do it, we have to do it.
Amen.
That's how we get into the holies of holies. And that's why we're here entering into that holiest of holies to learn and for us to do. I believe that's what that whole series is telling us, to be adopted. We're manifested sons and daughters of God. It's a process. It's been going on. It's now coming to life to us. That's when he said that it is. Back, the devil's kept the church beat down, beat down, beat down, beat down. But now it's coming alive. It's coming filled with his Holy Spirit, because the revelation of this message of who we are is becoming a reality to the bride. And Satan can't bluff us no more with that, because we are sanctifying ourselves. We all agree this message is the Urim Thummim of this day. Do you believe that? Praise the name of the Lord. God. You may be seated. I was telling the brothers in the back, where would we be if we didn't have this stored up food? We'd be in denominations. We'd be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and everything else. And it says, well, if we just had the Bible, we had the Bible. But God had to send a prophet, and through him, those mysteries were revealed, what that word says. So everything, the Urim Thummim, it had the light up on that Urim Thummim. Back in the days of Jesus, before Jesus was here, it had the light up on that breastplate, if it was true or not. That's what this message, if it doesn't line up with this message, what that prophet said, we don't have nothing to do with it. That's the only way we can be for sure, is to stay with the word. If we stay exactly with what he said and listen to exactly what he said, you can't go wrong. I don't have to listen to another interpretation, another translation, or what it means. I can hear it for myself, exactly what that prophet said. You may be seated. So we all agree that this message is the word of the hour. Amen. He said each one of them prophets back there during the ages, he says they were all amateur gods. You're all amateur gods. He says because they were the word for that day. But in this end time, it's a little bit different story. Amen. It's a little bit different story. This was the seventh angel messenger. Amen. All them wrapped up. That word come down. Everything that Adam had forfeited, from the beginning of time was to be restored again, was to be given to us, that we become God again, that we speak the word and it happens. That's what Adam did. And he says, well, I'm going to restore. I'm going to call back a church. There's going to be that church again. Is that? It's not my word. That's what the word says. And we are those people. He says that they wanted to live in this time, be sitting where you're sitting, to be in this audience today, to hear this message. So God had to store up that food so that we could hear it for ourselves. So the word of the hour is the message of the hour. So the word said, faith cometh by
hearing
the
word.
And the word comes to the
prophet.
Amen. Okay. Amen. That's the revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We don't want nothing to do if it doesn't line up with this word. That's how come we listen to these tapes, to hear it directly from the voice of God. So the word is the truth. Amen?
Amen.
St. John 17:17 says, sanctify them, Father, through thy word. Your word is the truth. So by hearing this message, the word for the hour, it's sanctifying the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So we better be listening to tapes, because that's how you're being sanctified. Jesus did it. He says don't take them, but sanctify them through your truth. The only way we have the truth is the word. So just listening to this word today, we're together in heavenly places being sanctified by this message.
Amen.
Oh. This is just the earnest.
Amen.
He said, this is just the down payment. But if we sanctify ourselves, what will happen? In 1 second, we become a shadow of the shadow. Then next we become the shadow. Then next it becomes a little trickle. Then next it becomes a creek. Then next it becomes a river. And then next it becomes an ocean. And after a while, you're standing in the presence of your loved ones, standing yonder, clothed in the garments of this celestial body, that now know one another, love one another, and you're turned back to young men and women again. We're headed to that place. That's where we're going. In 1 second. Oh, come to our Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Just remain standing. I had to say that quote. I love that quote from Brother Branham. You know, as a young man, I didn't understand what. Was that my shadow? A shadow in a creek in the ocean? Oh, when the revelation hit me. In 1 second, boom, we're in the presence of Almighty God. He says we have a body there waiting on us. And they're conscious of what's going on here today. Oh, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe all the prophets, all the sages, all of them, including that one, they're conscious of what's going on here today. It's what the Word says. It says, oh, Brother Joseph, it's what the Word says. If I say anything contrary to this Word, do not believe nothing I say. You listen to what that prophet said. That's, we got one thing to do, point you to Him. Every minister has one job. To point you to this messenger. Amen. I can misquote. I can say something wrong, but that word will never fail. If I say something wrong and you say amen, ooh, you're in trouble. But if I say amen to everything that he said, praise, that's between him and God. You just told me to believe everything he said. It's pretty easy. Everybody wants to make it so difficult. It ain't difficult. If you got the revelation, and we have the revelation. So I thank the Lord that they are conscious. He said, be careful. It's not spiritualism. We don't worship nothing. We don't worship that man. I don't worship Brother Branham. I worship God. But God revealed himself. How many that we even know? He said, Elo, Elo, Elohim.
Amen.
He said, that man come, that came again to reveal himself again. He fulfilled it. All these skeptics, well, he said this, and it doesn't mean this, and do that. Well, who is it? Who is it then? Who knows the very secret of God's man's hearts? Who performed the sign of the Messiah? One. One. Revelation. And we can be just like, eat my flesh and drink my blood. I don't know what it means, but if it, I'm going to do it. It don't matter. Praise the Lord. Once that's anchored in the bride, you can't be moved. So there's Satan's trick. It's been all this time because you just keep looking back at your stumbles and falls and your stumbles and falls and stumbles and falls. Nonsense. Now he's told us, I ain't looking at that. Hey. But all that stumbles and falls, did you say, oh, this message, it's nothing. Did you ever say that? No. It was here. I'm looking at myself. I'm worthless. I just can't. All the things Satan said, oh, you can't live it. You young people, what we're going through is saying, oh, you can't. I just can't live it. I just can't live it. I can't do it and stumble and fall and everything. But is this message the truth? Absolutely, it's the truth. But I just can't live it. But is it the truth? Yeah, absolutely, it's the truth. That's what a royal seed of Abraham says. So, see, he's got you looking at those stumbles and falls. We don't look at them stumbles and falls. We look at the blood. Because that's what he's looking at. We just keep our eye on the same thing. We're just looking at him.
Amen.
Would you like to hear what's going to happen today? You're done feeling it. Because he's here. That same pillar of fire is here. Because he's leading his church. We are the church here, and it's listening in. No matter where you're at, this Holy Spirit is leading the church, is leading the bride. That's that prophet. That's this message. It's leading the bride of Jesus Christ. But today we're privileged. We're always privileged when you hear the voice of God. If you're driving in your car, you're laying in your bed, whatever that you do, just to hear that voice. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But today, he says, and may I never see them in this life. When I cross over into that land, may they run and grab me. He's talking about you. He's talking about you. Listen. Oh, glory. When I cross over into that land, may they run and grab me. And I grab them, and they holler, precious brother, to one another. Say, I heard your tape on Ephesus, how that God predestinated us to eternal life. And it was on that tape that I received the voice of God and was sealed away by the Holy Ghost into the kingdom of God. Glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That ought to set you on fire. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Praise the name of the Lord. We believe that with all of our heart. We're sealed in. I love how Brother Branham says, I can't stop on that word sealed. We are sealed in. Sealed in by this word. We can't get out because that we're sealed in. We're sealed in with the Lord Jesus. How we love him. How we thank him. We thank him for this message. We thank him for revealing it to us. Thank you for a group of people that love this message with all their heart. How proud he must be as they look over the banister. You know, I believe with all my heart. You know, Brother Branham, when he brought this message in 1960, and we see pictures. And he said he saw that bride. He said, walking. It was the end time bride. He said, when he saw him working, we looked over and he saw him. It was you.
Amen.
It was you.
That's right.
He said, because it wasn't. You look at them pictures. He said, I've seen them sisters in their long skirts, and their long hair hanging down right in step, keeping their eye right on me. He was looking at you. That's the preview of the bride. You are that bride. You are that one. We love you, Lord Jesus. And we love being sealed away. We love to be a called out people. We love to be shut in with you, Lord Jesus, today.
Shut in with God in a secret place. There in the Spirit, beholding his face, I'm gaining new power to run in the race. How I love to be shut in with
God. Let's just sing it once again from the depths of our heart as we're shut in with God.
We'll shut in. To run in the race. shut in with God.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your prophet messenger, Lord, that you sent to us. We thank you for this message, Lord. It's everything. It's eternal life to us, Lord. How, Lord, that you're placing us, Lord, adopted into the body, placed positionally. Lord, just carrying out the orders that you would direct. Lord, yielded completely to you, prisoners to you, Lord. Walking in the Spirit. Thank you for it, Lord. How great you are. To think of how we feel today, Lord, what you've done for us. Lord, you reached out by a mighty hand to guide and direct us. Lord, just how great you are. That, Lord, you give us the earnest, Lord. After we heard the word of truth, you sealed us with that Holy Spirit of promise that we are heirs and have an inheritance that you've purchased. Lord, waiting for the full, complete day of redemption, Lord. But Lord, we know something's happened down deep in our heart, Lord, that we are part of that great day. Lord, you've heard from our theophany, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. We love you with all our hearts. We don't even know how to say it right. But Lord, we love you with everything in us. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you for all things. Thank you for this service. Thank you for your presence that's here now. And we place these requests, Lord, before you, Lord. And Lord, in your word, it said, if we'd ask anything in your name, you'd grant it. So we ask it, Lord, according to your predestinated will. We commit it to you now. All the further part of this service, bless each one, Lord, and we're ready and prepared to receive that which you have for us. We love you with all our heart now. We commit it to you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shut in with God in a secret place. Seated now at this time. We have some baby dedicationals this morning, so if we'll sing, bring them in. If you just bring them to the front at this time, wonderful. God bless and be with you. Bring them in.
We got little Jesse Daniel here. Oh, he's out of it. Good. What a special love token, huh? Jesse Daniel. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus. Little Jesse Daniel, Lord. A little love gift that you've brought into this home, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Father, you do good things, Lord. You do so much for us. And Lord, the joy of having a little one, Lord Jesus, there's nothing like it, Lord. Father, in this precious couple, Lord, that you've brought together, and a token of their union together, Lord, that you've given this little love gift.
Yes.
And Lord, they want to bring him today in commemoration, to place him into your hands, Lord Jesus, because they only want the very best for him, Lord Jesus. And truly, Lord, the very best is you, Lord. And Father, they've brought him here today that I could place him into your hands, Lord, Amen. In a life of dedication and service unto you. Father, may you just bless and be with him, Lord. Yes. Keep him, watch him, protect him. Keep your hand up over him, Lord Jesus, all the days of his life, Lord. Yes. May you bless this family, Lord Jesus. May you always be the invited guest in their home, Lord yes, Jesus. Lord. May they always place that word first, Lord Jesus. Yes. Grant it. Now we take him and we place him into your hands, Lord, for a life of service. We ask it all in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Doliel Shimbangoi. Doliel. Doliel, 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 D-O-L-I-E-L.
Give me the mic. I'm glad the Lord knows that. Little doll baby. Ooh. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus, how we love you and how we thank you. And Lord, my mind goes back one day, Lord, that what your prophet said, that we are all going to be spending eternity together one day, Lord Jesus. And we'll all speak one language, Lord, and that'll be a heavenly language, Lord. There won't be French and Spanish and German and Dutch. It'll just be a heavenly language to you. And Lord, in the meantime, Lord, we know this little love gift that you've placed into this home, Lord. That, Father, the parents have come here today, that, Lord, in obedience to your word, Lord Amen. Jesus, wanting the very best for their little daughter, Lord. Yes. They want the very best, and you are that very best, Lord Jesus. Yes. And, Father, may you just be with her all the days of her life, Lord. May you watch her and protect her, Lord Jesus. In this evil world that we live in, Lord, that, Father, we're no match against Satan, but thy Holy Spirit, Lord, can come down and may it encamp around about her, Lord Jesus. Watch and protect her, Lord. Bless and be with the family, Lord, as they raise her up, the Lord, to serve you. And, Father, may this message always be number one in their lives, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, we take her and we place her into your hand for a life of service and dedication. We ask it in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Oh, hello there. We got some big eyes for you now. Oh, kind of. Hello.
Alana Dove.
Alana Dove. Oh, little Alana Dove. Oh, precious, let's bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Little Alana Dove.
Yes.
Lord, a little token of your love. That,
yes.
Father, how we thank you for her, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
How we thank you for her life, Lord Jesus. How we thank you for a family, Lord, that wants to bring her in today, Lord, before this audience and place her into your hands for a life of service. Father, they want the very best for her, Lord, because they know that they can't always be with her, Lord Jesus. But they know if they place her into your hands, Lord, that, Father, you'll always be with her, that you'll always watch out for her. We just pray that you'll just bless and be with her, Lord. Father, keep your hand up over her, Lord Jesus. Whatever that you've called her to do in her life, Lord Jesus, may you come down. Because we believe, Lord, that she is one of those royal seed of Abraham, Lord.
Amen.
We believe it, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
So it will be a manifested daughter of God unto you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Bless and be with the family, Lord.
Yes.
And may they raise the child up in the admonition to love and to serve you. And may you always be the welcome guest in their home, as they always place your first, Lord.
Yes.
Now we take her and we give her back into your loving arms, Lord, for a life of service and a life of dedication to you. Grant it, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We ask in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Joy Rochelle Lindy.
Joy. Joy Rochelle. Joy Rochelle. Hey, hello, sweetie. She's checking me out. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Lord Jesus, little Joy Rochelle Lindy, Lord. Father, another little token, Lord, that you've brought into this earth. Father, my mind goes back as your prophet even says today that just a few days ago, Lord, it wasn't that long ago that her spirit, Lord, was sitting in your presence. And Lord, then all at once the birth came. And then, Lord, then that spirit entered into this body and it breathed the breath of life. Lord, you are the giver of all great gifts. And Father, what a token of love that you've placed into this home, Lord Jesus. And Father, there's nothing like it, Lord. And Father, what they want is the very best for her, Lord Jesus, to raise you up, raise her up, Lord, to serve you and to love you, Lord Jesus. And so they brought her here today, Lord, to place her into your hands, Lord Jesus. Father, that she's not old enough to understand to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but Lord, she's here to be overshadowed with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you'll watch her, protect her, keep her from harm, Lord Jesus. May your angels encamp around about her, Lord Jesus, and keep her in the center of your perfect will. Bless this home, Lord, as they raise her up, Lord. May they keep the word before her always, Lord Jesus, always pointing to you and that bloody sacrifice. Amen. We thank you for her life, Lord. Bless and be with her now as we hand her off to you, Lord Jesus, for a life of dedication and service. We place her into your hands, for we ask it in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen.
Wonderful it is to see the little ones come and be dedicated. What a privilege it is to be here this afternoon, and how many thankful the Lord allowed us to come together one more time. Amen. Truly, I'm so thankful to be a sheep in his pasture, to have my ear tuned to that voice. I'm just so thankful that he's allowed me to see that in this day and age. Truly, my sheep know my voice. Oh, my sheep know my voice and the path that I take. They follow wherever I go. Oh, my sheep know my voice and come at my call. But a stranger's voice they do not.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, to be able to come into your house. We're thankful, Lord, for your word and your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you sent to leave us. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing upon Brother Joseph, Lord, to proclaim the message, Lord, that you sent to us through your prophet, Brother Brown. And we ask you, Lord, to help each and every one of us here to receive, Lord, your word in our hearts, that, Lord, it would, Lord, make us ready, prepare us, that we'd be found true and faithful whenever you should call for us. We pray now that you bless these tithes and offerings, Lord, that it be used for thy kingdom. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
She know my voice and the pastures of green, where I lead them so often to feed. Oh, my sheep know my voice and the cool sparkling stream, where beside its still waters I lean. Oh, my sheep know my voice, and day by day they abide in the fold and go not astray. They love me because I have made them my chose, and they follow my call, for my sheep know my voice, and my sheep know my voice, and the valley of death through which I shall lead them someday. But no danger nor harm can touch one of them, for I will be with them always. My sheep know my voice, and day by day they abide in the fold and go not astray. They love me because I have made them my chose, and they follow my call, for my sheep know my voice, and we are heirs of the Father, and we are joint heirs with the Son, and we are people of His kingdom. Oh, we are family. We are, one more time, we are heirs. Oh, we are heirs of the Father. Oh, we are joint heirs with the Son. Yes, we are family, we are one. We are washed, oh, we are washed, and we are sanctified. Oh, we are cleansed by His blood, and we are born of the Spirit. Oh, we are children of the Lord. We're longing, oh, we are longing for His coming, and we are looking, oh, to the sky, and we are watching, and we're waiting. Oh, we shall dwell with Him, we shall rise, and we shall reign with Him forever. Oh, men and angels will shout and sing, for dominion, oh, has been given, oh, to the family. Verse 5, we are longing, oh, we are longing, oh, for His coming. We are longing.
One more time for the original life. The original
devotional seed. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will join and wake us for translation in the south. Gentile days will soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. Amen. The original lie. The original, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. Amen. Truly, our eyes of understanding are opened up at last. As Brother Joseph was speaking earlier, it's truly the greatest desire in my heart. Lord, sanctify me. Lord, take this word and just shear me down to the core. Mold me and make me anew today, Lord. Take me into that holies of holies and take that coal. Cleanse my lips, Lord. I'm just here I am. Thank you, Lord. Take me into, take me into the holy of holies. Take me in by the blood of. Take me in
Seated. What a privileged people that we are once again today to be gathered together, setting together in heavenly places, getting ready to hear stored up food that was recorded and predestinated of God before the foundation of the world to be heard today. That He knew that we would be listening to this message. Manifested sons and daughters of God, moving into adoption, into being positionally placed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe that this morning? Amen. Amen. It's a reality. What a privilege it is for me to welcome to this pulpit God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham. Amen. God bless you.